Good morning. Good morning.
Hello, this is Jamie.
How are you, Jamie?
I'm quite well. I hope you are, too.
I am, Leandra.
Yeah.
Baruch Hashem. Right now, Jamie, you're the only one on, so...
Okay.
We're going to start, and hopefully others will come on before we finish the early part.
Okay.
Please join me in saying the Ana Bakoa. Ana Bakoa. Gedulat Shemincha. Ati. I'll fix you more. Let's stop crabbing. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagdenu Taharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagi Bo Yosheyechutcha Kevavat Shalom Yom Yimel Dalet Yitzhak Shem Barhem Tacharem Rachamei Sitkatcha Dami Yom Betet Reish Sadi Tav Gimel Hasim Kadosh Erol Tucha Na'el Adata Tet Kufet Tet Nunayim Yachid Geye Ramcha Kone Zohre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamed Ezayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tsiyakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Sariyutta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'ral Chesed V'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Notzer Awon Wapesha, We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulayan commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parasha Yitro, and it's Pasuk 29. And we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabrihu Ishkin Tei Urhimud, Hilud, Hilu, Urhimu. Leakta, Leshem, Yud, He, Bavav, He. The Yehuda, Shalim, Beshem, Kol, Yisrael. Limud, Torah, Mitzvah. Lasok, Torah, Mitzvah. Vayehino, Amadunai, Eloheinu, Aleinu, Masei, Adenu, Konane, Aleinu, Masei, Adenu, Konanehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bita Neinan Dekucha Berichu Choma De'aved Leila Wittata Tola Ihu Keshot Bi'ovada Kukshot Veleila Mila Bi'alman Divaye Barnash Padafialeya Mineya Ulaga Deya Kalana Behakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Itzirich De Alma. The energy of the year 5778, our current year, is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first is from 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. This is the first verse of the two that we will study. Vayishkav Amnon Vayitchal Vayalo Amelech Liroto Vayomer Amnon El Hamelech Tavo Natamar Achoti Utlabev Le'ene Shete Levivot Tevre Miyada. The second verse that we study is from Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Tet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Katati Odiacha Wawoni Lokisiti Amarti ode ale tashai ladonai yohe wahe weata nasata awon khatati sela. The year 5777, known as the year of the goat and the year of the wake-up, also has two verses. The first that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod sadini katsipor o yavai hinam.
Yes, man.
When we take the first letters of these words, we have tatsuki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we have dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse is from Joshua, it's chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim Vadonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadevaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776 is the year of the pause. There are again two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Rakakohanim hayulimat lilo yachlu lahavshit et kol haolot Vayahaskum Achechem Halevi Ad Kelot Amlacha Yad Yitkachu HaKohanim Ki Halevim Yishrei Levav Vehitkadesh Mei HaKohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai, Yohei, Wahei, La, La, Hei, Wah, 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 Yola, Yo, Ala, Mei, Hei, 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 Aka, Rekaha. The second verse that connects to this year is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Seed who va Adonai, yo he wa he, ade ad, he be a yo he, Adonai yo he wa he, sur olami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni, lo taifeni ad mili ruki. Next is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru. Udu mikol hamakavoiya, asher yisabei sham wishatem elai elnahu, v'halakti iten v'chayayim yekno, v'aretz v'tipati oto v'kol alfei Yehuda. The third verse is from Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo amesa yoved roav yomru ayo. The year 5774, the energy of peace in the Middle East, has only one verse connecting to this energy in the Tanakh. That verse is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shatem tachtav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla le'anoto kage barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God. We do this by saying the letter with its root vowel in sequence. Wa-he-wa-yo-la-yo-la-yo-te-ya-la-me Me-he-shi-la-la-he-aka-aka-he-ta He-za-yo-wa-la-da La awa he he ya, yozala me be he, he re yo he ko me, la awa ka la yo, la wa wa pe he la, nu la ha yo yo yo, pe la he he a he wa, nu ta he he a a, yo re ta shi a he. Ray yo yo wa wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa na nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu wa nu yo ta he be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo sa me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Ray ah hey yo be me hey yo yo me wa me. will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. We utilize the same method. Wa 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 yo 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 sa pe te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta e he yo anu da la he wa he be a yo ta la me re he e yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la Nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi ya, yo re ta shi ya he. Re la yo wa wa me, la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he, ka a ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me, re he a yo he za. Hey she hey me ka ha yo wa wa la yo yo hey ta a la re yo a la me ta hey wa he wa da la yo hey yo she a la me nu hey a nu wa ta me la hey pe a yo nu ko me yo re la hey be hey me za re Wa he be yo a he, a la wa me za yo. Ta he be me ka ko, a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me, he la yo me he me. The names of the Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the 18th day of the month of Av, Rabbi Shlomo Chanoch HaKohen of Radomsk, and the Tzaddikim who are leaving tonight, starting at sundown, the 19th day of Av, Rabbi Yaakov ben Rabbi Machir Kuli, is the author of the Me'am Loez, Rabbi Naftali ben Rabbi Yehuda of Nemerov, Rabbi Shimon Shalom ben Rabbi Menachem Kalish of Amshino, and Rabbi Menachem Nahum ben Rabbi Yitzhak Friedman of Boyan. We are presently in a period of 45 days until Rosh Hashanah. And these 45 days, we have an additional meditation, which you can find on the unique astrological times link, almost to the bottom. It is in the section of the 7 weeks of comfort. It's the second link titled The Meditation During the Period of Teshuvah that strengthens the unity of the mind and the heart. And this is a meditation associated with the number 45, which is the gematria of the Hebrew word Adam, meaning mankind, male and female. It's also a number associated with the Zeron Pin level of Hashem's name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, when spelled out with Aleph's. Yo-wa-da, yo-wa-da, hey-ya, yo-wa-da, hey-ya, wa-a-wa, yo-wa-da, hey-ya, wa-a-wa, hey-ya. Yo, ah-da, yo, ah-da, hey, ah, yo, ah-da, hey, ah, wah, ah, wah, yo, ah-da, hey, ah, wah, ah, wah, hey, ah, yo, ah-da, yo, ah-da, hey, ah, yo, ah-da, hey, ah, wah, ah, wah, yo, ah-da, hey, ah, wa ah wa hey ya, yo ah da yo ah da hey ya yo ah da hey ya wa ah wa yo ah da hey ya wa ah wa hey ya yo ah da yo ah da hey ya yo ah da hey ya wa ah wa yo ah da hey ya. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper. Today's class is the beginning of our advanced classes on Teshuvah. It's part of 10 or 11 weeks of leading up to the new year, as well as the holidays in Tishrei. You will find the handout today on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 8, the second column from the left. It's titled The Advanced Teshuvah Classes. When it opens up, please scroll down to where it says Class 1, Teshuvah, the definition and initial discussion, as that will be our class today. Before we begin, please say the eighth verse of the Anabakoach in a whisper. And also before we begin, does anyone have any questions? This is the Ziman Teshuvah. The usual translation, it's a time of Teshuvah or a period of Teshuvah. But it's the opportunity as well is built into the word Ziman. Teshuvah is usually translated as repentance, and this is a simplified translation that leads to corruption. It is meant to translate as to return the hay, or return the physical world to reconnect to Hashem. We will discuss this more below and in other classes during this period, this Ziman. We need to know one thing that the Kabbalah teaches. In order to start on the path of Teshuvah, the one thing is that the Midrash teaches that there were seven things created prior to creation. One of these is the energy of Teshuvah. This means that man was expected to make mistakes, was expected to sin. The question is, why did Hashem expect man to make mistakes? One answer to that question is that there is only one way to learn. We learn from our mistakes. Wait a second. Don't we learn also from books and teachers? Don't we learn what is the right thing to do from these other ways of learning? The answer comes from the Pirkei Avot, who lists the 48 ways to acquire Torah. Not to learn Torah, but to assimilate Torah into your soul. learning from books and teachers is a lower level than making a mistake and acquiring that memory to not do that mistake again. Another reason that Tishu B'Av was created prior to the creation of the world has to do with the cause and effect involved with reincarnation. The Baal Shem Tov teaches that the reason someone develops a hatred for another is because they have the soul spark of that person captured within their own negativity. That is the reason a mistake is made with respect to another person. And then Teshuvah allows the release of that soul spark. This was the relationship between the Baal Shem Tov and the Gaon de Vilna that caused the Gaon to excommunicate the Baal Shem Tov for a short period of time. This teaching comes through the book You Are Who You Hate by Sarah Yehuda Schneider. We have given a series of classes on this subject. And this is a period that would be helpful to study those classes once again. Zman Teshuvah. This is the period of time, the opportunity to return to Hashem. What period of time am I referring to? The 10 weeks from Shabbat Nachuma until Shabbat Bereshit. Actually, most of these 10 weeks are included in the months of Elul and Tishrei. Why are these 2 months that opportunity to return to Hashem? Another period of time is the period of Shavuvim. This is the 6 weeks. Next year will be 8 weeks, where the parashiot of Shemot, Vayera, Bo, Bishalach, Yitro, and Mishpatim are read in the synagogue. And then there will be the additional 2 weeks will have the parasha of Truma and Tetzaveh. Shavuvim is an acronym for these 6 parashiyot that I've mentioned. In leap years, there are the additional 2 weeks, which include the parashiyots of Truma and Tetzaveh. Shavuvim is a Hebrew word that means a mischievous child. It is a period that deals with teshuvah, from the idea of sexual impropriety and creativity, the errors that we make in the creation and our own creativity. The Sefirah of the Yesod is being corrected in the period of Shavuvim. But first, we have to reconnect the hay, the physical world, to the spiritual world. And that is the period of Elul and Tishrei. There are other periods that correct other sefirot that we have damaged through our mistakes. In effect, any day is a good day for teshuvah. Be that as it may, it's easier. The universe is more conducive to teshuvah during Elul and teshuvah and Tishrei. One physical reason is that Elul is the 6th month of the Hebrew calendar, and Tishrei is the 7th month. The 7th month is Malchut in the frame of the Sefirot, while Elul is Yesod. Yesod and Malchut are meant to be in continuous zivug, continuous intercourse with each other. They are not in continuous zivug due to our mistakes. Yet man's mistakes are an illusion, so they really are always in continuous zivug, continuous intercourse, continuous unity. And that's why I will be teaching that these two months of Elul and Tishrei are one Ziman, one period of time, one essence and energy. The meaning of the word Teshuvah is Tashuv Hey. Please read a quick discussion by Rabbi Yaakov Feldman on the meaning of Teshuvah. This will help set the intellect and the practical tone for the beginning of the spiritual work. In a later class, we will bring you practical examples of how to do this work. We're not going to listen to that, but in this week, it's recommended that you listen to this link, Defining Teshuvah and the Practical Aspects of Doing Teshuvah. Now we're going to see a more literal Torah understanding of Teshuvah. Here is a quick discussion by Rabbi Ginsburg on the meaning of Teshuvah. This will help set the tone for the beginning of the physical spiritual work. And we will later bring practical examples. Now let's take a close look at this Haftorah of Nachamu, the Shabbat of comfort, and how it tells us what and how to achieve Teshuvah. The scroll itself has an opening indicating a paragraph that starts and finishes a verse. And usually there are three additional verses added to the Haftorah, which we will not review in this discussion. This is a Haftorah coming from the translation of Hosea, chapter 14, verses 2 to 10. I'm only giving you the English commentary because right now we're just talking about the teaching of Teshuvah. It's not specifically relating to the energy, in which case I would read the Hebrew as well. Verse 2, return, Israel, unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast stumbled in thine iniquity. My commentary on this one verse. The first word is return, tashuv, which indicates to us the procedure. Teshuvah begins here with the confession of our stumble or our mistake. Verse 3, take with you words and return unto the Lord. Say unto him, forgive all iniquity and accept that which is good. So will we render the bullocks that offering of our lips. My commentary. Speak words is the road to return to Hashem. Our lips will deliver our sacrifice, and Hashem will know that our remorse is good, is pure. The return starts with the recognition of the mistake, the admission of the mistake, the words of the Bedui, the confession. Pasuk 4. Ashur shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses, neither will we call any more the work of our hands our gods. For in thee the fatherless finds mercy. My commentary. Horses is a code word for the physical. Ashur is a code word for mental and logic. Our mistake cannot be corrected by logic or by physical actions. We must connect to our Father, who is Hashem, to make the connection, to reconnect where we have disconnected. Verse 5. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. My commentary. Once we start the words, Hashem will help complete the healing of the world that is needed due to our mistakes. Backsliding is referring to the concept of going back to the future. I can give you additional understanding of this concept of backsliding and back to the future. You made a mistake, and then the world has moved on, and you have moved on as part of the world. Yet that mistake is hanging over you. That mistake is still affecting you in this moment where we are today. How do I fix that? You have to change the action that you did. How do you change the action that you did? You still confess that you did the action, you recognize it as a mistake, and you change it. How can you change the past is the question that people ask. But that's the answer. How do you change the past? Because everything depends on what you know to be true. You made the mistake. That is the truth. But if you change your consciousness, you change the way you remember that action. You change the actual action in your mind. It changes who you are today. So that when you return from the past, from within your meditation to the now, you will have changed the future. Verse 6. I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall blossom as the lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. My commentary. Dew is a code word for the coming of Mashiach. The lily is a reference to Israel after the Mashiach. And Lebanon is indicating our emotions will be corrected. The seventh pasuk. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive trees, and his fragrance as Lebanon. This verse refers to the process of peace evolving from the teshuvah of the nation of Israel. In order for Israel to do teshuvah, they have to recognize what is hatred for no reason. We discussed that this past week. We will continue to discuss it until it penetrates your soul and you know how ugly is hatred for no reason. The eighth pasuk, they that dwell under his shadow shall again make corn to grow and shall blossom as the vine. The scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. This verse is explaining about the relationships between the human species and their souls, along with the other species created by Hashem. The ninth pasuk. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do anymore with idols? As for me, I respond and look on him. I am like a leafy cypress tree. From me is thy fruit found. My commentary. This verse is referring to the return of the 10 lost tribes and their return to Hashem after Israel does its teshuvah. The 10th verse. Who is wise? Let him understand these things. Who is prudent? Let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just do walk in them. But transgressors stumble therein. This verse refers to the restoration of the tree of life and putting all of the Sephirot into their correct relationship to each other. Does anyone have any questions? We will continue to read. This is an essay titled Recommended Modes of Conduct. As part of the Teshuvah process. In the second chapter of Hilchot Teshuvah, Halacha 4, the Rambam, Rabbi Moshe Maimonides, describes the way a person should conduct himself as part of the process of repentance. A penitent sinner should accustom himself to cry and pray to Hashem for forgiveness, donate money to charity to the greatest possible extent, and distance himself from the matter regarding which he had committed the sin. Additionally, under certain circumstances, it is advisable for a person to go so far as to change his name in order to convey to himself the psychological message that he is no longer the same person as the one who had transgressed. Namely, the Rambam writes that galut, literally the exile or the relocation, is a beneficial means of atonement. Taking residence in a new area often has the effect of humbling and subduing one's character, and it is thus recommended under certain situations for subduing one's character. And it is thus recommended under certain situations for sinners to relocate. It has been explained that this notion underlies the mitzvah to reside in a sukkah for a week after Yom Kippur. As part of our process of teshuvah, we leave the comfort and security of our homes and experience the instability of a sukkah, which causes us a sense of humility and helps us correct the flaws in our character. Recently, we have been talking and teaching about the idea of reincarnation being the effect of a physical move, that the physical move is a reincarnation of your soul. Continuing to read. In the next halakha, the Rambam addresses the issue of whether it is appropriate to publicize one's sin in order to subject himself to shame as part of the teshuvah process. The Rambam distinguishes in this regard between offenses committed against one's fellow man and sins committed solely against Hashem. In the case of interpersonal offenses between man and man, the Rambam rules that one should, in fact, publicly confess and express his contrition. And one who refuses to do so does not achieve complete teshuvah. When it comes, however, to sins committed solely against Hashem, the Rambam writes that one should not make public mention of his sins. And publicizing one's sins against Hashem is in fact deemed brazen, chutzpahdik. One may refer in a general sense to public in his having acted wrongly. But specifying one's sins in public is improper. The Rambam's ruling is based upon the Gemara's discussion of this topic in Masechet Yoma. The Gemara cites two verses which appear to lead to conflicting conclusions. One verse indicates that publicizing one's sin is laudable, while the other advocates keeping this information private. The Gemara offers two approaches to reconcile these verses. One of which forms the basis of the Rambam's ruling, distinguishing between sins committed against God and sins between man. In addition, however, the Gemara suggests distinguishing between situations where the sin has already been made public, and cases where there is no public knowledge of the act. If the public is already aware of the sin, then the sinner should make public the fact that he regrets the act and has performed teshuvah. If, however, the sin has not been made public, then one should not make it public as part of his repentance. Accordingly, the Ra'avad, the Rabbi Avraham ben David, in his critique of the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, notes that even if one committed a sin solely against Hashem, he must publicly confess to his wrongdoing if the matter has already become public. Rabbi Yosef Karo, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, in his Kesef Mishnah, in his commentary, claimed that the Rambam held this opinion as well, and that only in instances of sins committed against God that have not been made public is it improper for one to publicly confess. Thus, we have a summary. A penitent sinner should accustom himself to pray to Hashem for forgiveness, to give charity, to distance himself from the matter regarding which he sinned, and in some circumstances even change his name and his location. It is proper to publicly confess one's sin, except in the case of a sin committed against Hashem, which is different than those committed against other people, if the sin has not been made public. The Kabbalah Center recommends the following procedure. Go through your old emails, your date books, your calendar, and jog your memory. Recall those moments when you treated others poorly and did nothing about it. If it helps, jot down a list and keep it with you to remind you. Then do your best to clear the air with those people. Of course, be realistic. Our lists are probably long, and our chances of remembering and getting in touch with everyone is slim. The thing is, if we can really come clean with one person, it is as though we have done it and come clean with everyone on the list. Once you focus on who you need to deal with, take yourself through the following three-step process. You must go through all three steps if you want to truly cleanse the slate and prevent it from happening again. One, regret. Think about the incident and be truly regretful, truly sorry on a very deep level. If you haven't reached that true level of regret, think about the incident. Think about all the people that were harmed by the incident. Think about how you benefited by ignoring the incident. Think about how you can change how you do this type of incident in the future. The second step is to have remorse, to imagine the pain of the other person that they felt because of your action. Imagine how they had to explain to their spouse how they were in pain from what you have done. And three, the resolution. Resolve to yourself that you will not react this same way again. You're not going to do this action once again. This last step is crucial. Whatever the situation was, it was only a test. And if you feel regret, you failed the test. But know that the test will come again. You have the opportunity to pass the test once again, but not if you're going to react in the same way. If you do not do these three steps correctly, you'll fail again when the test represents itself. You'll get the opportunity, but you'll just thicken the klipa that is covering your light and your ability to gain greater light, your ability to reveal greater light. When do you feel happy? When you are revealing light. When do you feel sad? When you are concealing light. When you're making mistakes. This is the end of today's class. Does anyone have any questions? We will have a class on reincarnation at 3:00 West Coast time. Tomorrow, Monday, we will have a class, deep class in the Zohar, where we are starting the parasha of Lech Lecha. So I hope you'll join us. And tomorrow, we have some very important tools being presented to us for the parasha of Ekev. Shalom to all. Shalom Gadol, a significant amount of peace and serenity in your life. Shalom all.
Shalom.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Hello.
You're welcome. Shalom. 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 Shalom.